solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, by the way, I'm still just loving Leanne's call a minute ago. Leanne, thank you for that. I appreciate the fact that we have an audience of people that hear things and then do things, and that's huge. And there's never going to be a call to any action on this show that you shouldn't participate in. When we do, I mean, I literally say every single day, it's an honor to have this platform. I do not want to abuse that honor ever, but I will tell you too that this show exists. It has a mission, and the mission is to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you. I call it the four E's. I literally do, so that literally you enjoy what you're doing. You're empowered because you recognize that you're a conservative, and you're this is part of your audience. This is part of your bubble. But at the same time, you know what to do with it. And if there's a gap in that information that we can fill for you or that we can provide you a resource, man, that's the goal. I literally want you to be able to go out there and have those water cooler conversations I'm always talking about. If you're sitting there with some friends and someone says, I don't know, man, who are you going to vote for? Well, I heard on Right Side Radio. I mean, if that's happening, then we're doing our job. That's exactly what we want to do. Well, you know, I heard about this policy. What do you think about? Oh, let me tell you about that policy. Know what it does? Or why are we doing this? Well, you know what they're doing in five other states, right? Those are the kind of conversations that I'm hoping that we are arming you for. And from what I hear from people, the feedback I get on email and social media, and for that matter, the liberals who can't stand us, I know we're hitting those marks. So yeah, absolutely. Leanne, thank you again. Hey, I got some breaking news. I'm going to jump off just real quick over here. Yeah. All right, so you all know the story about just right here in the listening area, Lauderdale County. We have the corrections officer, Vicky White, who it appears now may have had some form of long-term relationship. Maybe they were pen pals, I don't know, with a convicted felon and accused murderer, Casey White. Casey White, 6'9", well over 300 pounds. Vicky White is about 5'4". She had blonde hair at the time, and it appears that she has helped him to escape. I mean, everything now, it appears it was a willing participation. To the extent now that the sheriff's office in Lauderdale County has issued a warrant for her arrest, meaning that she is not considered to be a victim in this situation. At the same time, they've also fired her. She will lose her retirement because of this. And I have to also say, too, I fear for her safety because this guy is not known for anything except for violence. And violence against women, by the way. But the breaking news that we got right now is, if you remember, they got away and it was not like a mad dash getaway. It was well orchestrated. There was this fabrication of a story that she was going to escort him to be, to some type of appointment or review at the courthouse. And then she was going to follow up from there, and she had a doctor's appointment. She'd be out for the afternoon. Well, that was all fabricated. They disappeared in a squad car. And then when they didn't come back, it was at least 6 hours before people began to realize something's up. Well, it turns out she had I think it was a 2007 Ford Edge personal vehicle, copper in color, and they found it. So breaking news, if you didn't know this, I'm getting around to it by saying this. It was found up in Williamson County, Tennessee, which I'm trying to figure out what the major community is in Williamson County, Tennessee. Williamson County, Tennessee, U.S. Marshals investigators in Williamson, Tennessee, today, following up on a tip, found a car matching the one two fugitives from Alabama were reportedly using. It was found abandoned in the area. The picture that I saw seemed to just have it sitting out on a neighborhood street somewhere. Now the question is going to be, was there a vehicle waiting for them there, or did they steal another one? Apparently, this guy, Casey White, also has a history of grand theft auto, and so he knows how to steal cars. So anyway, they are still on the run, but the breaking news that we got right now is that the leads appear to take them into Tennessee, and that the first vehicle that they had, actually two vehicles that they had, they found the squad car, and now they found this car. All right, there's that. And like I said, I fear for her safety because I don't know what the status is. I understand she's a widow. I don't know whether or not this was a con job on his part, or whether there was just, you know, an attraction there. There are also pictures, by the way, of all of his white supremacy tattoos, SS symbols, Confederate flags. He's pretty decked out with what I would call some pretty low-class jailhouse-style tattoos. All right, folks, just be on the lookout. There is. They've also increased the reward. The reward went from $10,000 to $25,000. Copper, you're willing to grab the microphone. If you got something, go ahead.
Yeah, a caller just said that that location is near an airport.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, it'd be a hard thing, though, for... You mean like a local regional airport, or are you talking about...
Yes, that's what he said.
Okay, well, that would be interesting if they had the ability, but then you'd still have to have a pilot. And you know, well, I heard it said...
Huh? I don't know if you meant private airport.
Even still, you have to pilot. I mean, so if there's somebody flying them out, that's big doings, but we'll see. The marshals will figure that out, I guess. You're saying they found the car at the airport or just in an area around an airport?
What he said was that you mentioned that you couldn't place the area, and he said that he knew that area and it was near the airport.
Okay.
That's all he said.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. That'd be a twist. But I tell you what, though, it's going to be hard to miss him. 6'9", over 300 pounds and tatted up. He's going to stand out in a crowd. And she, on the other hand, though, you know, rather plain appearance, she could change her hair color, put on a COVID mask and walk into any store and probably buy goods that they need. No one would know the difference. So, we'll see. We'll see. Breaking news on all that. All right. I'm going to start the next part of the Triple Dipper, but I tell you what, that's as reasonable a place to take a break as any. So Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll do that. Come right back. I'm in number two on the Triple Dipper, the Trump effect on Alabama politics. And then if things go as planned, top of the hour, Eric Johnston, the author of Alabama's extremely solid piece of pro-life legislation. He'll be on the show to talk to us. If all goes well, he just texted me. Looks like he made his flight, so I'm thinking that's going to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.